USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A plane chartered by the U.S. government to evacuate 201 Americans from the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus landed in Southern California. It was carrying diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan and other U.S. citizens. All the evacuees cleared initial health checks in China and then again during a refueling stop in Alaska. The flu-like virus has now killed over 162 people, each of them in China. Close to 6,000 others have been infected in more than a dozen countries, including 5 confirmed cases in the U.S. The European Union finally let go of the United Kingdom with a final vote at the EU's Parliament that ended the Brexit divorce battle and set the scene for tough trade negotiations. Britain will leave the EU after 47 years of membership. It is the first country to ever leave the European Union, and it will become official on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The House has passed legislation which would sanction China if they violate human rights in Tibet. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Just as the outlook for the global economy had been brightening in recent months, a new threat has suddenly emerged in the form of the viral outbreak in China. That was the cautionary message that Chairman Jerome Powell delivered after the Federal Reserve held interest rates low after its latest policy meeting. Still, Powell noted that the extent of the economic damage that the virus may inflict remains unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the U.S. beefs up security at the border, Mexican cartels are finding new and creative ways to smuggle drugs into the country. A sophisticated tunnel was revealed by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. It runs 3/4 mile long and is the longest tunnel to ever be discovered by U.S. officials. It starts in Mexico and ran under part of the newly fortified border into the U.S. U.S. Deputy Chief Aaron Heike said it's going to be people, narcotics, and the potential for weapons is insane. Drug seizures at U.S. borders are up over the past 5 years. Cocaine seizures have doubled, meth seizures are up 170%, and fentanyl seizures are up a staggering 3,500%. The more than 850,000 apprehensions of migrants at the southern border last year, a 12-year high, is also putting pressure on Border Patrol agents. A petition to use Kobe Bryant's image as the new logo for the NBA has more than 2 million signatures. Bryant, one of the league's all-time greatest players, and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among 9 people who died in a helicopter crash just outside of L.A. Bryant spent 20 years with the Lakers and retired in 2016. Change.org said the petition, which has the support of celebrities Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Usher, is the fastest growing on its website and the first petition of 2020 to top 1 million signatures. The current NBA logo was introduced in 1969, featuring the silhouette of Lakers legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.